One of the most common questions I get asked is, do you have any tips for business women? Problem is, that's such a broad question. It's like asking a mechanic, do you have any advice for fixing cars? They've built an entire career and it took a long time for them to gain all of that expertise. So it's hard to impart anything useful quickly. So let's talk it out. I'm Mazda Miles and this is Restrooms and Boardrooms. Hey guys, welcome to episode 4 of Restrooms and Boardrooms, the podcast that informs and inspires women with a little pep talk and a little girl talk for those who are bent on running shit in business, entrepreneurship, leadership, culture, and life. As always, I have my boardroom directors here with me for this episode, the man with the plan, Dion Ringgold.
Forgot my name already.
No, oh, I just messed it up. I just flipped it.
What's up, everybody? It's a good day. Happy.
Happy. And of course, our audio engineer, Josh Heath. Couldn't do it without Josh.
I mean, they could, but I don't know how far they would go. But we here though. And we ain't tired no more.
Right. We got to sleep in a little bit. It's good stuff.
Yes, and then behind the camera and behind the scenes, but helping us put together this wonderful video content is Mr. Brian Kilpatrick. So we thank everybody for tuning in again. Again, it will be saucy and fun, and we're going to make sure that there's lots of information that you can take back and put into your business and into your real life. It's going to be 100. As always, we're 100% transparent on this episode. I'm going to be talking about firing employees, clients, and I feel most importantly, yourself. Then we're going to be talking about the amazing superstar Simone Biles in our boss move and soft move segment. And then finally at the end, we're going to discuss something that I simply just have to be honest about. Yes. All right. So if y'all ready, we're going to get into it.
I think one thing we should start the show with that we didn't do the other things, but I think it's good to start at the top. Please send in your questions. So I know we mentioned it.
Yeah.
Not sure if we followed up, but I think that's going to be super important to make sure they email. What is the email again?
Hello at MazdaMiles.com. It's easy.
So any questions that you guys want her to answer on the show, possibly even going live with her. There's a lot of cool things that we're going to do for you guys to send in your questions. So we appreciate it.
All right. So as you all know, I recommend you start every single day with a pep talk with yourself, for yourself, to yourself, to get your mind right. I feel like as women, we pour into everyone else, but a lot of times we forget to pour into ourselves. And truly, if our cup is not full and running over, we don't have anything to give anyone else. So I think it's really important that every day you do this. So I'm going to start every episode with it. And as usual, I'm going to let you into my world and set up this pep talk. So this past weekend, my company Perfection Events had 4 events happening over 2 days. Actually, we had 3 events on one day on the Saturday and then another event happening on the Sunday. And almost all 3 of them on the Saturday were all happening at the same time. So the whole idea that we were having these events that were layered on top of each other wasn't that big of a deal because I have an amazing and dope team. What was different was I was also getting on a plane on Saturday to go to the National Women Owned Business Conference. So all this multi-layered, complex operation was going to happen without me. And even though that is, not that bad that it's going to happen without me, I am a control freak. I think most entrepreneurs are. I think we all like to have our hands on it. Even if we know someone else can do it, there's something inside of us that says, I need to touch it. I need to oversee it. I need to meddle in it. So, even though I've learned the lessons of delegation and I teach it and I preach it, I was talking myself off the ledge this weekend. I was annoying my staff just a little bit. They would co-sign if they were here. At one point, I was banned. At one point, I was like, "Oh, you want me to run by the event?" They were like, "Absolutely not. Get on the plane." So anyway, I had to talk myself off the ledge, and my pep talk was for myself in this moment. So it goes went a little something like this. Girl, let it go. You don't have to have your hands in everything. You don't have to control everything. Inhale, trust, and exhale, doubt. Trust that the time and attention that you've put into empowering and building your team and those around you, it was not in vain. Give them the opportunity to step up and shine. By doing so, you're going to give them the gift of your confidence, and you're going to give yourself the gift of a lighter load. So let go, let it be. What will be, embrace the grace and take care of you. That was my pep talk.
I'm on somebody.
I got the plate ready.
See, he on it this week, right?
You got the plate for me? So that was my pep talk. And with that...
So I have to ask. So you give this pep talk. That was really for you this time.
Oh, wow.
I think usually when you claim these, it's like, this is the pep talk people need for themselves. This time it was really for you. Okay. So tell me, what was the outcome of that? How did you feel afterwards, that embracing the grace and that lighter load? What was that outcome like?
Yeah, they killed it. They murdered it. Dead. Will not come back to life. This is not Lazarus. They killed it over this weekend. Right?
Tweetable.
They killed it. So it worked for me. It gave me peace. And they handled it. And it was all everything that it was supposed to be. And I have to say, it would not have been had I got in the middle of it. I really realized there was nothing that I could have added to the situation that was going to help us. Clients are happy. People were happy. It was on Instagram and Facebook. And, you know, on Instagram later the week, I'm seeing the client posting, and my staff and my team's in the picture. And they're like, yo, Perfection Events. I'm like, y'all did it without me. So it was great.
And I think that's really dope, because you're right. I think us as entrepreneurs are just, some of us as wired differently in our temperament. We feel like we're the best answer for everything, right?
That's good.
So the fact that she was able to step away from that and allow them to do that, I think also probably ante them up another level too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They did. So we're going to move into our topic of the day without any further ado: firing employees, clients, and yourself. There's a saying, hire slowly, fire quickly. And I think a lot of times we think that only applies to employees. And I'm here to disagree with that. I think that it applies also to clients and yourself. The reason is that human beings are and always will be your greatest asset in building your business or your company, and also have the opportunity to be your greatest liability. So your ability to quickly decipher if they are willing, capable, able to act as an asset or a liability literally is essential to your success. So now that I've kind of laid that groundwork, I'm going to dig in order. First of all, I'm going to talk about firing employees. So again, one of the biggest investments you're going to make in your business is hiring others. First of all, you have to make enough money to pay yourself.
You might want to say that again.
You have to make enough money to pay yourself. I am of the opinion that if you are not paying yourself, you don't have a business yet. It's a hobby. You can hate on me if you want to, but it's just true. I was there for years not paying myself, and I didn't have a business. Listen. It's a hobby. It's just the truth. So once you're paying yourself, then paying others is kind of like your next step. The first time that I hired anyone, it was a total leap of faith. I didn't really have the money for it, honestly, but I knew that to get to the next level, I needed the next body. I needed more support. I knew that I was a person that could make the money. So if I was making the money and trying to run all the business, one was always going to give up to the other. And most likely operating was going to win, because I would want to keep the business and I'd never grow my business. So I knew I needed this next person. But at the same time, I didn't know what I was doing. Just truth. And the bigger mistake, though, with her not working out was how long it took for me to decide and make the choice that it wasn't working out and for me to move on to the next thing. I knew I needed to fire her. I knew I needed to let her go. I'm going to say it more nicely. I knew I needed to let her go and let her spread her wings and go work for someone else where she would be more valuable. But I had fears attached to that. I have to say, don't make the same mistakes I did. Number one fear I think a lot of people have is, if I let go of this person, how will I continue to run my business? Because now I began to depend on them, right? And so how am I going to do it now without them? And my answer to that is, you did it without them before. Bet on you, right? When I recently had the situation where I was down two employees, I had to put on my big girl panties and get in the mirror and be like, girl, you've done this alone before. You got this. And you'll be able to do it until such time that you get your help again. I think the second thing that people are worried about is that clients, it's almost the embarrassment. Mm-hmm. Like when you make the announcement, I'm growing, right? Or you introduce them to your clients. Yeah. And then it's like, wah, wah, wah. You have to reel it back. But let me tell you what healed me this year. I wasn't going to say this on the podcast, but I had a similar situation this year. Someone came on and didn't work out. We'll talk about that on another pod. But I had a similar situation this year. But what healed me was the same client. I was worried about their opinion from me bringing on this account person and taking them off. They had three people depart in 3 months.
Oh, wow.
Major people. And I had to step back and realize this happens every day in business. Why do you think you're different than any other corporation or organization or business? Someone just didn't work out. You figure it out. You hire a new person or you reassess and redistribute in your team and you move on. So again, don't be like me. Hire slowly, fire quickly.
How long was the person with you before you coached them out?
Okay, so the very first time, I kept her for like 6 months.
Okay.
And I knew that she was not exactly right about after 6 weeks.
Yikes.
So that was a long time.
Yeah.
This time, it was 90 days, which is the probationary period, and it was the right time. I'd learned that lesson. They were in and out. So, yeah. All right, so let's talk about firing clients. You've all heard the saying that all money isn't good money. What they're really saying is that all money doesn't actually end up being of value to you, because if the value, if your time, your effort, your energy, potential negativity outweighs the monetary value, then the money isn't good money, right? It's not equal, right? It can be $100,000, but if it costs you $200,000 in energy and resources and negativity, it's not good money, right? I have an example of this. I've had the opportunity. It made me feel really great when I fired my first client. Everybody should be excited about firing their first client. I'm sorry. I kind of feel like you made it when you can turn somebody's money down. When you can tell them you can keep that because it's not good for me. The first client I told you about on episode one, where I actually nicely moved them on. But another client that I had, I think it was about 2017. It was an association that will remain nameless to protect the guilty. And there was some deep disrespect of me personally, as well as my time and my team. And that's something I have decided that I do not tolerate. And when it got to this point that my team was starting to feel this negativity, I think the determining or the breaking point was this email that I got that said from the client, and I quote, "Well, let's not get into a pissing contest." I said, "Oh, who were you talking? Excuse me, come again?" And I was like, I don't get into, you know what? And that was a lucrative client. It was a retainer-based client. So I was going to get this $5,000 every month, no matter what. That's like that pays salaries, right? But I had a really important decision to make. And that was, if you don't respect me now, it's not going to get better. It's never, if you stand for that, if you'll sit for that now, you'll stand for nothing later. It's never going to get better. So I pretty much had to make that decision. And again, hire slowly, fire quickly. I think that's the same even with clients, that you can hire slowly in terms of thinking through whether or not they're a good fit for your company, thinking through whether or not it fits. I'm not saying, you know, drag your feet in taking on new clients, but be thoughtful and considerate and decide whether or not that's actually good for your company. Don't just go for anything.
It's funny. I think a lot of people will probably amen that, especially when they hear like it's disrespect. Rather it's through email or just not valuing your time. But it's funny, I wanted to ask you, you know, a lot of people, especially if it's the first person that they have to fire, how do you help them to deal with the fact of hurting their feelings or them taking a personal that we kind of talked about on the pod a couple episodes ago, right? What's your advice on that?
So I think that with employees, at least, it's important that you're doing the standard things from the beginning, meaning you need to be having discussions with them weekly. You need to be working with them on, you know, what you expect from them. So if you don't have that foundation of what you've expected from them, how they are or are not delivering, what the culture is in your organization, how they meet that or they fit into that, if you didn't do all of those things, there's almost no way that you're going to be able to let them go without them having some hurt feelings because you missed the mark in the beginning. So that's my first piece of advice, is to make sure you're consistent in all of those things that you need to do from a human resources perspective and from a managerial perspective to make sure of that. And then I just think, be kind, be transparent, don't make it personal. The business needs this. And I would also say, you know, that teacher method of sandwiching positives around positives, I think you can say, you're great at all of these things. Our business, though, needs these things. I think you would be great at these things. unfortunately, our business doesn't need these things at this time. And, you know, offer to give them a reference for the things that they are great at. If it's warranted, if they're a terrible employee, we're not going to worry about their feelings. Right. But at the same, don't mind that engineer. Don't mind that. you know, if they're a terrible employee and they're being disrespectful to you or a terrible client, I'm not worried about your feelings. But if you're a good person, you're really trying, you're just not the right fit, I think you can be kind and considerate in how you, you know, wrap up what you have to say to them.
Yeah. Because I'm a firm advocate. Never want to see somebody go without a paycheck. Right. So I do think, like you said, there's a proper way of doing that. Right. So
agreed.
I think that was important. That's really
agreed. Good. Agreed. All right. My favorite topic, firing yourself. Firing yourself. This is my favorite. I've been asked a lot of times, what is my number one piece of business advice? And my number one piece of business advice without fail is learn when to fire yourself without hesitation. So I want to give you guys a scenario. Early in my business, I was doing everything, as we all are. And I got about 2 years in. And I was deep in business development. I was making networking appointments. I was having coffee dates. I was going out on sales calls. I mean, I was in it. I was emailing people. I mean, I had a system. I was sending out probably 20, 30 emails a day in hopes that that would mean that I would have 20, 30 appointments a week and just trying to, you know, churn. I was in that grind. I was in that hustle. And what happened was I started to become so overwhelmed with trying to both attend all of the appointments, follow up on the appointments, make the appointments, ensure that the detail was correct, that I was missing things. I was missing emails. I was missing people actually saying they wanted to meet with me. I was missing opportunities. I actually missed bids that I needed to put in for contracts and for new, you know, for new work. And I decided, you know what? I think I need to hire someone, maybe like a virtual assistant, to just do some administrative work. And the problem with that is I came from administrative arena. So in my mind, I can do everything. I can do it. I'm the best at it. I was the dopest administrative assistant, executive assistant. So, you know, why should I hire someone else? Why should I pay someone else? I'm great at that. But just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do it, because there are things in your company that no one else can do. And there are things. So if I'm the only one that can make rain and make money, then I need to be making money. Why am I booking calendar appointments when I need to be making money? Right. So hired this executive assistant, virtual assistant. Shout out to virtual assistants everywhere. Yeah. Who will work a limited amount of time. Like, I think it was like $200 a month was her bill, because she wasn't in my office and she would just only bill me for the hours she worked. Like 90 days later, so let's just say $300 later, I closed like $90,000 worth of business. I am not so stupid to believe that they're not directly related. That the fact that I was willing to fire myself from the task of administrative duties and recognizing that I needed help in those areas in order to grow directly affected my bottom line and my ability for growth. And so I've taken that lesson throughout the rest of my business. I consistently find ways to fire myself every other week. I'm like, I shouldn't be doing this. And I'll call Char, Grace, Ryan, whoever on the team, I shouldn't be doing this. Can you take this on? And I smile and move on. So,
you know what? You just inspired me. I quit. I'm firing myself right now. I'm going to fire myself from everything that I do. I'm walking off the set.
I was like, excuse me.
No, I'm kidding.
This is going to turn into me firing it. No.
Right. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah.
Yeah.
What else we got?
That's it for my topic of the day.
Okay. So the biggest takeaway from this is make sure that you fire people quickly. Make sure that you hire people slowly. And make sure that you know when to fire yourself. And you got to take those cues from yourself to fire yourself. Mons, I think.
Good
I think
recap, Dion.
I tried. You know, good recap. I actually did work this week, so I feel like I was prepared for that.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so we're going to move into our next segment, which is my favorite segment, the boss move or soft move segment. Let's get into it. So many of you may have heard over the weekend, Simone Biles, she is the champion Olympic gymnast who just won her 25th medal, 25, count, like there's no one else.
Amazing.
No one, right, no one else has won this many medals in the gymnast competitions at the Olympics, and she's just killing it. So she was recently asked, and I think USA Today reported, she basically, and this was, I'm going to quote her directly, because I don't want to mess it up, I don't want to mince any words, because she got right with her haters. She said, it's not out of cockiness, she told USA Today, I won 5 world titles, and if I say I'm the best gymnast there is, the reaction is, oh, she's cocky. Look at her now. No, the facts are literally on paper. So I want to pose this to you guys in Instagram world, in podcast world, and to you, Mazda. Is it a boss move or soft move to come out after winning 25 medals and saying that I'm the GOAT?
Boss move. It's a boss move. And I'm going to tell you why, specifically when it comes to a woman, a black woman, but just a woman, period. Is that, again, you've heard me say it before. Men are socialized to be like, say you're the best. Be the best. Stand up, say who you are. But the minute that a woman is passionate, then, you know, we're angry or we're this or we're cocky. So I'm like, it's a boss move that she stood in her truth. She's like, no, I said it, but I'm just confirming the facts. The fact is I'm the best. You cannot like it, but it's still on paper. It's the facts. Nobody to date has beat me on that level. I have the awards to, the medals to prove it. It's a boss move.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's definitely a boss move. And, you know, on this show, we're huge advocates for women bosses. So she's just one of the latest. But I think the other thing she said that was interesting, I'm going to quote, it says, it's important to teach, because to your point, Mazda, it's important to teach our female youth that it's okay to say, yes, I'm good on this.
Yes.
And you don't hold back.
Yeah.
You only see the men doing it and they're praised for it.
Yep.
And the women are looked down upon for it. But if I feel like it's good to do, but I feel like it's good to do it, because once you realize you're confident and you're good at it, then you're even better at what you do. So I think it's a boss move. I think her reasoning and how she addressed it is also a boss move. So shout outs to Simone.
It's true.
And she's going to keep killing it.
It's true. There's a stat, and you know, you always hit me with these, so I don't have the stats ready. but there is a stat around men and women applying for jobs, and how they say that it's something like, if a woman doesn't meet all of the qualifications, they say something like 90% of women will not apply.
Wow.
But a man can like meet two, and they will still, right.
You're, I do it all
you're
time.
Right. They'll still apply. But again, this goes back to this whole thing of how society teaches confidence to women. And I'm like, forget that. Boss up. Be who you are. It's cool. Yeah. So.
And to anybody that's hating on it, it's a soft move for you to be hating, because she got 25 medals. She literally said it's on paper.
It's on paper.
It's on paper. She's going to get more in the next Olympics.
Exactly. Yeah.
Listen, and if she doesn't get not another one, she was still right in that moment to say what she said. Yeah. Like, she doesn't have to keep proving it.
I agree. I think it's cool to be the, if you feel like you're the GOAT because paper confirms it, I think it's okay to say. And I think people took a slight at, oh, if you're the people that's the GOAT don't usually say that the GOAT. That's not necessarily true. But they give other people shade for it too. But usually just in, I think that's a cultural thing, but we ain't going to get into that. But typically, that's when it is. So, you know, LeBron James said it, they had a problem with it. Simone's saying, especially as a female, they're going to have a problem with it. But yeah, she's definitely the GOAT.
She's the GOAT. Whatevs.
Boss move.
I'm down. Boss move. All right. So I'm going to move into the if I'm honest.
Be honest,
I'm
going
to be honest. I'm going to tell y'all the truth. So Gina Rodriguez.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Post, Jane the Virgin, right?
Yeah. Post on her IG, singing a Fugees song, says the N-word proudly as she's singing along. And, you know, she caught flack for it. I mean, she caught flack for
flack
it.
Twitter went in.
It went in on her. And so I feel like there's two schools of thought on it. You have some folks who are like, well, you know, absolutely. There's some folks that are like, absolutely not. She has no right. She's not even for the culture. Like, she's not even with the culture. She's not advocating for the culture. Like, why do you have the right? Right. And then you have other folks that are like, well, she's Latina. Mm-hmm. So can't she say it? What I'll say is, if I'm honest, you don't get to use racial slurs when it is convenient for you and it's cool for you. And yet you're not living the reality and the struggle that comes along with that and comes along with the body of people that you're referring to. And not to mention, like, Gina Rodriguez has history with this foolishness. She has history with overshadowing and devaluing black women. And, you know, kind of saying like, you know, pitting the communities against one another, which in my personal opinion, that's a whole different pod, that whole discussion around why are two marginalized groups like pitted against one another. But the fact that she's going along with it, I'm like, Gina, no ma'am. If I'm honest, you're going to have to stop. She gave two apologies because the first one was quite weak. The second one, I was like, yeah, okay, someone wrote that for you.
Right. She had to go through like, I need somebody to help me.
Help me. Please, you know. Just sit somewhere, be quiet, get yourself together and do better. But yeah, if I'm honest, not cool.
And it's crazy. This is like a trend. Like, this keeps happening. So I'm in the first line to think people are just doing this for attention. I'm like, you gotta know better. It's 2019, my
That's
man.
What I know.
You gotta know better.
I mean, she's
only in one thing, and I think it's the last season of Jane the Virgin. I don't know.
It was crazy. If you watch the video, like, not only did she do it deliberately, but she missed... Like, she missed a whole word before she said the N-word because she was so hyped to say the N-word.
Oh, yeah, she got
on camera in the video. She knew. Like, so then I'm kind of like, was this a press move? Was it a publicity stunt? Like,
you know, they say all publicity is good publicity.
Right.
This is, I'm by being the minority on this. This is kind of tough. So she's Puerto Rican, right?
Yeah, she is.
Or Mexican Latino. Right?
No, she's Puerto Rican. And I agree with you. I do believe that my
African
point.
African descent.
Yes, I agree with that point. My point is she does not actually embrace that African exactly. descent, and she never has.
So don't try to use
it. So don't use it like, now because you want to say the N-word.
Too. Like, nah,
that's my point. There's plenty of people that are, but they quote unquote pass.
Yeah.
They use their quote unquote light skin privilege when it works for them. And I don't want to get into that discussion, but my point is, she's never been for the culture about, that's not who she is. She's not advocating for us. And when she's been given opportunities, she's clearly gone the other way and been like, no, don't count me in that number. So you don't get to now be like, oh, wait a minute, but now it suits me. So now I'm gonna use it.
That's and not to mention her audience is not, it's not us, to be honest. Most of the people that's following her. So to me, if I'm in that space, I'm like, I'm not gonna use this word because I don't want them to think it's cool for them to use this word because I know the majority of the people that's watching Jane the Virgin or majority of people that's following me are not people that look like me. So, but you know.
That's all fair. That's all fair. But you know, this is my topic.
If I'm honest,
I'm not cool with it.
But shout out to you, Gene. If you ever want to come on the pod and talk about it, just, you know, we put it out there. Just saying. We won't attack you.
We won't attack. No, yeah.
We accept your. Wait, Maza, do you accept her apology? The second one? The written one?
I mean, I have to. I believe in accepting apologies. Okay. So I accept the apology, regardless of how I feel that someone else wrote it. It's fine. You know, could be sincere. All right, guys. So that's our time for today. We do thank you for joining us on this podcast. I hope you feel empowered and know that those pep talks in the restrooms make you money in the boardroom. Reminder that we are keeping the conversation going. Please reach out to us at hello@mazdamiles.com. Ask your question, give us your feedback, and you just may be featured on our next pod. If you have not already subscribed, I'm going to tell you to hit that button, smash it, as Dion always says. Now you got to get that notification that the next one is coming out. Also, please make sure you're following me on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook even. I'm just Mazda Miles. There's nobody else like me, so you're going to find me. Another shout out to my boardroom directors, Dion, Josh, and Brian. Thank you so much. We're going to make sure that you all know where to find them. You want to let them know? Let the people know?
Just find me at D.Ringle, Instagram, or InClub Magazine. I am Mr. InClub Magazine. So.
All right. A_DOT music and the number 4.
Yeah.
All right.
Mr. Kilpatrick, where can the kids find you at?
2320 Media.
There you go.
There you go. There
fire
you go.
Photos, fire videos, all of that.
Our team is lit. And we advocate. So we put on for y'all. Y'all know Mazda put on for y'all. So let's get it done. And please, please, please subscribe. Those things mean everything so we can continue to give you this great content for free. And you know Mazda don't like giving away stuff for free. So
yeah, if y'all listen to the last pod, y'all know I don't like giving away.
So make sure you subscribe. Tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend.
Absolutely. Oh my goodness. Until next time, shout out to my bosses.